most of his time was spent in the trees. I don't know whether you know, but he was very, very interested in the bark trees.
Okay.
And he had a little plantation that he looked after, nobody else.
All right.
And all weathers.
Yeah.
He was getting on. He used to walk over there with his pruners. And
all right.
He looked after those trees. And one day, I don't know why, we were sitting in the library, and he was busy. I expect I'd taken some invoices up or something, yeah. And he was writing me a cheque. And he was reading a book. He said, I expect you've been in here before, Michael. I said, yes, lots of times. I said, I'm afraid I've looked at one or two of the books. They're lovely. Because I had. There's one that fascinated me. It was a whole series of books, great big thick volumes,
right.
Old, of the voyages of Captain Cook.
Oh, wow.
I suspect they're still there. Yeah. Wonderful books.
Yeah.
Well, I used to get them down and look at them.
Yeah.
He said, you haven't seen this one, and he was sitting reading quite a small book. And I said, no, and he handed it to me, and it was called Trees. And it was jolly old and a job to read. And on lots of pages, on the margins, there were notes, handwritten notes in the margin.
Okay.
And he said, who do you think wrote those notes? I said, well, I don't know. Oliver Cromwell. Oliver Cromwell thought Noel was a good resource. I mean, timber was a very important resource, both for building houses and ships. And Noel was thought to be quite important.
Yes.
Oliver Cromwell apparently knew a lot about timber, and he had this book, and he wrote notes in it.
Oh.
And his lordship still used it all the time
as
on
his
plantation.
Yeah.